Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Easter. Hopefully, you guys are all here, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. No pun intended. Hi, Donald. Hello, Lawrence. Happy Easter. Hi, Michelle. How are you today? Good morning, Sandy. Hi, Michelle. I'm good, thanks. Good morning, Marie. Chris, hello. Corey, hello. Lawrence says he's good. Hey, Lawrence, do me a favor and set your messages to everyone in the chat. That way, everybody can see them when you send them in. Hello, Farheem. Barbara, good morning. Hi, George. Happy Easter. Look at you, Sunday savages. Even on a holiday, we're here. Hi. How are you, Danny? Good. Good. Everybody's good. People still coming on. That's great. Oh, we have two Lawrence. Oh, no, same Lawrence. Happy Easter, everybody. So we'll wait a few more minutes. Coach Brandon should be arriving shortly. Wow, I look kind of, I was out on the field the other day, and I think I got a little windburn and sunburn all on the same time. Hi, Max. Jason, good morning. Cherie, good morning. Jennifer, good morning. Kim, good morning. Happy Easter. From the Bahamas. All right, Corey, that's it. The next time you go to the Bahamas, I think I need to be going with you, don't you think? Your own personal publishing coach? Hint, hint. Do you live there, Corey? Or do you are you just on a vacation? Some people have spring break right now from school. Not everybody, though. Some people here in the Midwest, spring break has come and gone. On a sailboat here for a couple of months. Okay, Corey, that is truly one of the things on my bucket list. It's to sail around the Caribbean for like a year. Do you enjoy it? Can't go back. You should do it. All right. Okay, we're just gonna have to work on my husband, my dog, and my two cats. Stephen, I think it might be a little too far inland in Dallas. Good morning, Philip. That's your dream too. Okay, we should just have like a flotilla of publishers, right? We could just sail around together. That would be so fun. Hi, Brandon.
Publisher Chris.
Yes, well, actually, so Corey lives on a sailboat in the Bahamas and she, well, in the Caribbean. They're in
Oh man.
a couple of months, and I was saying that was on my bucket list, and that's also on Philip's bucket list. So we're just gonna have to create like a flotilla of publishers, and we just sail around between the islands and hang out and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Doesn't it? Yeah, I'm
Oh
ready to
yeah.
now, sort of. Yeah. Eastern Indiana. All right. Lots of great faces down here. I really appreciate you guys being here. Before we jump in, I'd like to see who's here for the first time. So if you can put a one in the chat, I'd really appreciate that. All right. Danny's here. Jennifer, awesome. Wow, lots of newbies. Awesome.
Hello.
That's great. Look at those Sunday savages on an Easter Sunday.
How many people are on? 54? Okay.
Yeah, that's
Not
not
bad at
bad
all.
for Easter Sunday, right?
I think it's going to grow to like 70, 80. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I would
You guys are
agree.
savage.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's get started.
All
Let me move
right.
this over here. All right, everybody. So first things first, we're going to go through all the pre-submitted questions. And for anybody that doesn't know, we have a lot of new faces. You can submit a question here up to 1 hour before the call, and then we're gonna be covering it on the call, right? So if 2 hours ago you put in a question, then we would be answering it today. So take advantage, drop questions, keep us busy, make us work. But if you haven't, no problem. We're also gonna have a live QA chat. We're gonna cover that in a second. But in these calls, we often have special segments. So we have certain calls dedicated towards, proof of concept. We can have segments regarding book reviews. We can have book covers, student interviews, whatever it might be. If you have any good idea for a segment, just let us know and we can certainly consider that. Now, if you didn't get a chance to put in your pre-submitted question, we do have an open Q&A. So if you do have a question that you want to get across, don't drop it in the chat. Just drop it into the QA chat box. It's right next to the regular chat. All right. And just as an FYI, we do often pick and choose the calls. We want to, I mean, not the calls, the questions. We want to make sure that we're getting the most possible value for the largest amount of people, right? But for today, it's not a big busy day, so we are going to be answering every question that's given to us. But just keep that in mind. Also, anything that's related to your account, your Katie Spy Incognito, 7 day profit challenge, pen names, head over to help.publishing.com. We do have a lot of helpful articles, a lot of helpful videos, and support can also help you move along with a lot of these questions. So just keep that in mind. You are not alone. Reach out, and they're going to get you back on track. Now, everybody, this is what you're going to see if you click on the chat. Something that you guys have to do is just switch to everyone. I think the default is host and panelists, so just make sure you switch that over because we might miss something, right? So just make sure you're in the chat to everybody. That way everyone's communicating there. Now, publishing AI is open to everyone. So for those of you that don't know, you can now have AI to give you topic ideas, do your customer research, outline, and even write a full manuscript and give you a description to go along with that. So very powerful software, very cool. I've used it to publish books. Libby's using it as well. It's a great tool to have, great tool. But remember, it is a tool as well. So it depends how you use it. You need to verify, you need to enhance, you need to make sure that you're not just taking this as a shortcut. Because while it is saving you time, it's not exactly a shortcut, but amazing tool. So everybody do take advantage there. All right. So for those of you that don't know, publishing services offers you a bunch of publishing services. Everything that any publisher might need, they're gonna have you covered. So part of being an AIA student, you do get a discount code called Flawless 10, 10% off the editing and the proofreading package. And it's only available for this month, right? So I guess you have until today to claim it. And then next month, we're gonna have a brand new code. Different type of package. So every month, new code. All right. Ready, Libby?
I was born ready.
All right. Perfect.
All
Let's do it. Who's kicking it off with the first one?
I'll take this one. That's fine. Okay. Question is from Nina. Hi, Nina. I'm between two topics, shadow work or chair yoga for seniors. I like both topics. They both seem to meet the criteria. Chair yoga seems to be more lucrative. But is it too saturated with books? What do you recommend? Ultimately, Nina, it's going to come down to your decision. One of the things that we as coaches want to let everybody know, you're right, there are a lot of books in that chair yoga for seniors, kind of exercise for seniors seems to be a very popular niche. So the question is, How confident do you feel with your ability to put together an outstanding book that will shine in that group? And that when you're on calls such as this and people are showing book covers and book titles and things like that around that niche, are you going to feel perhaps a little discouraged going, oh, I wanted to do that? And so many people are doing that. That just comes down to like your decision. But also, the other thing that we really encourage our students to consider is this is a book. It could be a book in a series, but it is a book in your publishing business. So this is a long game, not a short game. It's not a get rich quick overnight kind of thing. So keep that in mind. And again, it just is going to come down to whatever you decide. What do you think, Brandon? Is that about right?
Yeah, honestly, I agree. Yeah. And then just keep in mind, anything with chair yoga is going to need a lot of images. It's just another factor to put into the thought process. And shadow work is just going to need a lot of formatting. And I'm not even sure if they have like full on 30K works about shadow work, or if they're mainly workbooks. So you're going to
I don't
need to
know.
take a
I don't know.
look. Yeah, take a look and see.
The other thing I have noticed too in that exercise niche for seniors, especially, is a lot of books are now including videos. So keep that in mind too, that if you're going to be competitive, you're going to have to do that as well, most likely.
Yeah, 100% there. All right, so let me move on here. I do that right? Okay, Maria. All right, once we publish a book, who owns the copyright? All right, well, you own the copyright. Just make sure you go register it with the US office there. And that's really all you need to do. Even if it's under a pen name, you're still going to be the copyright owner. And then the pen name, it just gets listed as the pseudonym, which is pen name essentially. But that's about it.
Okay, this one's from Aaliyah. Can you tell me what you think of these book title revisions? All right, Companion Planting Mastery: Grow a Future-Proof Garden to Maximize Harvest, Attract Pollinators, and Repel Pests Organically as a Beginner. Okay. The Companion Planting Simplified: Maximize Harvest, Attract Pollinators, and Repel, I'm going to say, insects in X steps for organic successful garden, for an organic successful. Okay. Should I use future proof instead of sustainable? Neither are keywords, but they are the benefits of companion gardening. Which is more powerful and which is the better title of the two? Okay. So, Aaliyah, first of all, there are aspects of both subtitles that I like. And I'm not sure, do you mean future proof or foolproof? Because there's a difference there. And when we're talking about gardening, especially things like harvesting, in the future, it's true that you can put in companion plants, but like here in the Midwest, every year I have a new garden, right? Because I have to replant my fruits and vegetables and blah, 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 except for berries and apples and stuff like that. So keep that in mind, like where you're going with that future-proof idea. In the first subtitle, I liked everything until it said as a beginner. So one of the things that we encourage students to do is use that even if statement. So it might be more powerful with an even if statement, like even if you're a beginner, even if you've never gardened before, whatever. And then down at the bottom, I like the X steps for an organic successful garden. I truly like both of these. It talks about your pain points, what your reader is going to get out of it, all of that kind of stuff. The only thing I might include is a word where people can discover how to maximize harvest and attract pollinators. So something where somebody doesn't know anything about it right now, but in the book, they're going to learn it. Because you don't really have that phrase in there anywhere. Brandon, what do you think? Agreed?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're definitely on the right track there. I forgot what I was going to say. But I do like sustainable better than future proof, to be honest.
Me too.
I think sustainable might speak a little bit more to the audience. But yeah, I think number one is better. Just it needs a little bit more, needs a little bit more tweaking. And I think Libby's right. Organically, as a beginner, just doesn't really flow too well. So, but yeah, other than that, everything you said, and between companion planting mastery and companion planting simplified, I feel like simplified might be a little bit better depending on how you phrase your subtitle, but it's not a huge deal. But the subtitle is the main thing that we really just have to get in there and tweak a little bit. But yeah, overall, good direction. I would just try to watch that copywriting lesson and change that ending so it reads a little bit better and spice it up a lot of the things that Libby was saying there. So yeah, good stuff. Right. And Donna's asking, what is shadow work?
Yeah, and I think it's a method of therapy, but don't quote me.
Yeah, it's like some sort of like therapy, self-help. I think you like
Yeah.
heal the shadow part of you. I'm not sure. But
Not
it's
sure either.
certainly a
Maybe
certain
I'll
stuff.
get a book.
Yeah, totally. All right, we got Dave Perry. How do I enter module 3 before the 7-day opening so I can keep learning? For the 7-day opening. I'm confused.
I think he's in module two. He's supposed to go to 7-day challenge, but he wants to go to module three and open that. So I would suggest you just send a message to help.publishing.com and they should be able to open that for you.
Yeah, Dave, some of the modules, they're like time locked. And I think some people had some other issues with it. Yeah, Philip here knows. Every 7 days. Every 7 days. And I think for some people it was even, oh, that's why he said 7-day opening. Oh, okay. So it wasn't the 7-day challenge. It was okay.
So if you're ahead of the game,
Oh.
send a message. You're just an overachiever, Dave. That's all we can say about
Too fast, Dave. You're too fast for us, but send a
that.
message and they'll get it done for you. All right. Well, I'll take this one since the last one wasn't really a question. So we got Chinier, and I hope I didn't totally butcher that. Let me know in the chat though. Hi, good day. My narrator saw black spaces in chapter 6 of my book while narrating. Also, a reviewer on Amazon saw the same mistake. But I bought my book from Amazon and there was no missing pages or paragraphs. So my question is, where and how did the black pages come from? Whose fault is it? And how do I fix those issues? Yeah, no, black pages. That definitely sounds like a red flag to look into. I mean, honestly, the best thing that you could possibly do is ask, like, if you're saying that someone mentioned it, if you have a way to contact them, ask them and see maybe where it came from. But I would take a look at your own manuscript PDF that you uploaded, and then take a look and cross-reference, see if you can find any potential thing. Other than that, a black space, maybe the picture's not loaded, but if it's a PDF document, that's probably not even supposed to happen. So I would cross-reference with the file that you uploaded and then see if maybe the narrator can give you a screenshot or to see what they're seeing. Because if you bought the book and you're not seeing anything, that's a weird one. But check your original file. Yeah.
So now I'm
Also, another
wondering,
thing.
go ahead, sorry.
Another thing is images. Sometimes if you have an image, you didn't remove the background and it has a white background, but you didn't remove it because your page color is white. When you add it, it looks like the background is removed, but on some Kindle devices, they have a dark background and then that's going to pop up. That's going to pop up. So it could be something along those lines, maybe why they're seeing some random black spaces, but that's all I got for you. You had something, Libby?
Yeah, I was wondering if, we're talking about the ebook format or the paperback format, because that could make a difference, like you mentioned. And then also, did you go through when you upload your book and your manuscript, there's a place where you can do the previewer. So then you just look through that previewer and see if that's in there. It may be, it may not be, but I think Brandon has a great point. Look in your ebook. Did you buy an ebook? Did you buy a print book? Do you see it in either one? And then amend that as necessary.
Yep. All right, so good luck with that, and let us know in the chat if you got that if you got that fixed.
Okay, hang on, I'm responding to Norman. Q&A. All right, there we go. All right, this one is from George. Good morning, George. Prepper survival essentials. I feel like we've been here before. That's good. Proven home security protection strategies, along with how to build concealed food pantries and water filtration systems, plus off-grid bushcraft endurance skills. Number two, off-grid survival strategies plus building a secure concealed food pantry with clean water filtration systems plus emergency living and bushcraft skills. Okay, George, I think you could trim this subtitle down with taking some words out and putting in commas, right? Proven homes, based on your title, Prepper Survival Essentials, proven home security protection strategies, comma. Build a concealed food pantry, comma. Do something about your water filtration systems, comma, and bushcraft endurance skills. So I think there you've got a lot of like how-tos and along with and pluses that you could eliminate just to make it flow a lot easier to read, and also that your potential buyer will be able to pull out exactly what they're going to get from your book. Because right now it's kind of all buried in that subtitle. So take a lot of the extra words out and just try some commas and maybe an and or so. In both of them, I would encourage you to do that. I do like the emergency living. I think that's important. I know that's a key word in this niche, but definitely try some commas and less words. All right.
Yeah, no, you really have all the ingredients in there, just structure a little bit better, like Libby said. All right. So, Michelle, I think my subtitle is too short this time around. My POC is adult ADHD. My title is Adult ADHD Simplified. My subtitle is Strategies to Help You Navigate Your Home, Work, and Relationships. All right. So we are too short. We are too short, and we need to be, get a little bit more specific. I mean, we know you're gonna help them navigate, their life at home, work, and relationships, but how, right? Is it like mindful techniques? Is it what are these strategies? What are you doing? What are they gonna be getting off out of it, right? So they're gonna be able to navigate their home and work relationships, but what they really want is not just to navigate that. They want to thrive with their partner, or be focused at work and be productive at home. So yeah, really just need to add more specificness to this title, right? And then you're gonna be with something a little bit more focused, right? So it can be strategies to help you blank, blank, and blank, so you can navigate, your personal and professional life at home, whatever it might be. So you can use this to kind of end it off, but you need to add some specificness as to, their pain points, their benefits, what are they getting, what why don't what don't they have, what do they want, what is the final outcome, stuff like that. So other than that, just make a few more variations and bring them back to us, Michelle, and then we can keep tweaking them there.
Yeah, and Michelle, if you haven't run a customer research using the AI, I strongly suggest that you do that because you'll be able to take those pain points out of that report and help integrate them into your title.
100%.
It's a great tool. Okay. All right. Can you help me
Ooh.
understand how this book makes over 700 Audible sales in a month with only 27 ratings per Katie Spy. Titled Gut Health for Women, Six Tips to Heal Your Gut, Optimize Digestion, Reduce Stress, and Balance Your Hormones Naturally. It has 193 Amazon reviews. That was my next question, Paul. Good job. Published by an AIA student. She said in an interview, the Urban Writers wrote it and it made over 100 Audible sales in the first month. My book with 50 ratings, 96 Amazon reviews, makes about 20 Audible sales a month. Both books are 3 hours long. Both have titles in high demand and three benefits for the target audience. What do I need to do to achieve 100 sales a month in Audible? The title is Intermittent Fasting for Women Over 50, a Proven Method for Weight Loss After Menopause, Anti-Aging, and Longevity. Okay, under 20 sales, blah, 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 get your life back. Okay, so my question, Paul, are you running ads for your book? Because if you're not, you should be. That would certainly help you get more light or not likes. What am I trying to say? You're going to move to the top of the page. You're going to get much more visibility with ads. So if you haven't started running ads, if you already have 96 reviews, now is the time to do that. You cannot run ads with Audible for whatever weird reason that is. The other question is, did you get all of your codes redeemed? So have you fulfilled all of that? And then I would try those two strategies. I'm trying to get over here to the chat. There we go. Yeah. Thanks, Renee. Impressions. That's the word I was looking for. Out of my head. So there we go. That's what I would take a look at. Take a look at the Amazon ads, watch those lessons and hit it hard because you can do it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Sometimes you're
Right.
gonna see this. You're gonna see something less reviews, making more money. You're also gonna be mindful of your keywords, right? I mean, this lady, well, I'm assuming it's a lady, but six tips, that book that's making those 700 sales, like you never know, right? Like there might be a lot of competition in the keywords that you're in, such as intermittent fasting for women over 50. And then proven method for weight loss, high competition, menopause, high competition, longevity, anti-aging, pretty high competition stuff. But maybe this book, one thing, they could be pushing it with ads. Yes, 100%. And also maybe it's coming from different keywords, right? Maybe hormone balance your hormones naturally. People are searching that up and they're finding that. And then regardless of how many reviews it has, it's the book that's speaking to their specific thing that they want, balance.
Right.
So it could be that, it could be many things. It could just be l luck, could just be timing. It happens, right? It happens. But yeah, what Libby's saying is totally correct. Just try to increase the traffic on there, increase your reviews, and that's really all you can do to stay competitive there. But yeah, pretty good question. Let's move on. Okay, Mike. I have a Facebook account that is restricted from placing ads. I have never placed any ads before. I have plenty of traffic on the page I'm trying to place an ad from. My main account is in good standing. Account overview says no account or asset issues. How can I unrestrict my account so I can place Facebook ads? All right, Mike, this is a tricky one because we can't see what you're seeing there. And if you're not seeing any kind of error message, then your account shouldn't be restricted there. It's a tricky one. I would say the best thing, reach out to Facebook themselves. If you have any sort of error message, right, you can dispute it from the error message. And if you don't see any error message, then you should be good to just go ahead and set up your ads as long as you have a payment method in there. So yeah, unfortunately, that's a tricky one we can't really help too much with, but reach out to Facebook. And also go on YouTube because they can show you like troubleshooting different like on video so you can actually see the platform. But I think that's as best as we can do for you, Mike, here.
And we all have
Unfortunately.
a new workshop coming out, right? Isn't Carmen going to be doing a workshop on Facebook ads?
I think that's
Oh,
for
yeah, but
PA
that's
though.
not
I think that's
available
for
for
PA.
AIA. Never mind.
Yeah, publishing accelerator, yeah.
Ignore I said that, unless you're a PA student. All right, moving on. Oh, my. Why? I'm getting all of the novels today. All right, okay. I have generated a manuscript using the beta software. Woo! And it's awesome. 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 I think I will proofread and edit and then take it to a line editor. My concern is the introduction I supplied for my vision book outline states that my book will be interwoven with pieces of my own story. However, there's actually no further reference to my own personal examples throughout the rest of the text. How do I supply this feedback to the software? The introduction also states workbook examples throughout the book, but there isn't. Okay. I'm really happy with how it turned out. However, these factors are important to me. Okay, so Aaron, here's the deal. The computer generates a manuscript. That manuscript is not Aaron writing the book. So now that you have your manuscript, it's time for you to weave your story into the manuscript. So just go chapter by chapter, paragraph by paragraph. If you have something to share, share it. In addition to that, when it comes to the workbook, it doesn't do that either. It just does the manuscript. So now is your turn to generate those workbook activities that are going to go into either the chapter or the end of the book or whatever. So don't worry about the introduction. The introduction is kind of like in the outline. It says what you're going to do, but it doesn't necessarily do that in the manuscript. So now it's your turn, Aaron, to put your flavor on your book. Then you'll send it off to the editor after you proofread, edit, put your stuff in there. All right. Good.
All right. Which cover should I use for my 7-day book challenge? Let's do this. And anybody that has questions, just please go ahead, drop them into the Q&A chat. Because on the regular chat, we will miss your questions more likely. I will for sure. Libby might catch it. So just keep that in mind, put it into the QA chat. We're gonna have plenty of time to get to those questions as well. So make sure you go ahead and drop them in. Let's open
And
this
Joan,
up.
that's really a question for you to send a message to help.publishing.com and they will help you get access to the beta. Book
Let's
cover.
see. It's gonna take a minute to load up.
It's okay.
I think today's going to be a short one, Libby,
That's okay.
because we're
I have
done the
lots of
slides.
Easter chocolate to eat, and that's not true. I don't have
Oh,
any. Oh no,
I wish I had some.
that is true. I have a little bit. Yeah, but we don't have any little kids at home anymore. And I had a student on earlier and I was like, how's it going? He goes, well, we've been up, we've done our Easter egg hunt, and my kids basically had chocolate for breakfast. And I'm like, awesome. All right.
Let's see what we have here. Beginner's Guide to Raising and Loving a Disabled Dog. I like these covers.
I
I
like
like
them
these
both.
covers. I think they're pretty nice. Ooh, let's see. I think they're kind of equally as good.
Yeah, if I were doing the one on the left, I'd only put the title at the top and the image in the middle. That's the only thing I would change.
Oh, this one
Like,
right here?
yeah.
Okay. That's
Move
actually a
that.
pretty good idea. Then you could have some good contrast on the.
On the top, yeah.
Because then this part's a little bit empty. So if it was just lower, it would fit perfectly with the subtitle and then the main title up here.
Yeah. And don't
Yeah.
forget your pen name should be smaller than your in font size. So make sure that happens as well.
Yeah, you might not even need this bar right here. You just put the pen name, make it smaller,
Right.
and don't let it distract from this part, which is actually the important part, more in the subtitle. Like Libby said, make it bigger. Yeah, I do like this image. It's really like, wholesome.
No, I know.
Pretty wholesome. We have the subtitle down here. Got the pen name, same thing. Pen name's a little bit too big. We just need to get it centered up a little bit as well.
Yep.
But this looks nice up here as well. Which one's your favorite if you had to just pick one?
No, I really like the one on the right because that guy's smiling, the dog is smiling, everybody's happy and engaged, right?
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
so too, honestly. I think so too.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Very
That's
sweet.
good.
Yep. Donna says two. George is chiming in with his thoughts on two. Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I think two may be the winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I think so. It's good. Nice, happy image. Good breathability. I mean,
Yeah.
here you could, I guess you could try and make this a little bit bigger if like the pen
And
name
this a little
became.
bit smaller.
Yeah. Might even want to try how it looks without these two red lines here.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of testing it, seeing how it looks. But yeah, number two. I think number two is the winner.
Brandon, you're so great with that annotation thing. You're awesome with that.
I love it so much. It saves me so many times.
From now on, you're gonna do all of the book covers with your annotating
Right.
doohickey right there.
Book covers are the best part, honestly. It's fun looking at art. All right, so let's see. Well, that's all the pre-submitted questions.
Wow. Lizanne, if you can put your question into the Q&A, that would be fabulous. And then we will get to it because we have four in there right now. How we have so few is amazing because everybody's out getting their Easter brunches on. My
Oh
daughter
yeah,
and
we
her
did make
husband
it
are
to
going to
70
the
though.
Dell. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did make it to 70, so
We
that's
broke
very
70
impressive.
for sure because I know a couple of people have left.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So Lisanne, put it into the QA. So it's like right next to the chat.
Chat.
It's got like two little text bubbles. If you could post it in the QA chat, that would be awesome.
Okay, Norman says he's bouncing out. Okay, see you, Norman. Bye.
Where's Norman?
He's gone already. He's got
All
seven
right.
grandkids on the way to visit.
That's
Yeah, I'm sure
a
his wife
lot.
is going. Come on. All right. I'll take this one from Lisa. The AI for the book gives me an error message. If you hit your hard limit for the month and I'm not able to go to the next step. Okay, I'm not really sure
Interesting.
what the question is there. Lisa, are you in here? Well, you must be because you just put that in there. So, could you clarify what your question is, please?
See, do we have Lisa?
Lisa.
I'm not seeing her in the attendees, but she did just put that in. Actually, no, that was beginning of the call.
Right? So.
She's not in attendance. She must have had a bunch of grandkids coming over to
Maybe.
everybody.
Maybe. All right. So, we're done with that. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to answer Ashwin. I'm unable to use the publishing AI. I have an account. While I attempt to use it, it was showing
Oh,
errors.
Natalie says that they're working on it. There's an issue with the AI right now. And they said 24 to 72 hours to fix it.
I see. Thank you for letting us know.
Thanks, Natalie.
Ashwin, just hold on tight. Wait on that. And then we'll see where that leaves us. And if you keep having issues, just report it to support. It looks like they already know, but they're also going to be able to help you troubleshoot there.
Okay, this one is from Corey. Has anyone experienced more buffering on the AIA website when watching videos? It seems like YouTube loads fine and this Zoom call is flawless, as are Brandon and myself. But I'm wondering if the servers are too loaded at times and causing buffering on the AIA site, or do I need to access it through the app or my laptop? Currently watching through my phone. Cheers. Okay, so Corey, quick question. I know that you're on a sailboat. I'm highly jealous. If you're watching on your phone, are you going through Kajabi on your phone or going like through like Safari or Google Chrome or whatever? Because Kajabi there's a platform Kajabi on your phone that I think the buffering would be not as bad. But also, we encourage all of our students to go through Chrome to watch the videos on their laptops. So, Corey, I see your message back. So try downloading Kajabi. Log in like you're logging into the publishing AIA program, and you'll pull up all of these videos. So if I can just show you guys, if I can get to my Kajabi account, wherever it is. Okay. Can you see Kajabi right there? Right? And I open it up, and I've got publishing.com, all of these videos right there. Super nice to use. Great if you struggle with getting the lessons down because you can watch the video, do it on your computer, pause, go. It's awesome. All right. Hope that helps, Corey. Okay. Next one's for you, Brandon.
Good stuff. All right, so we have a strange link in here. Let's see where it leads
Let's
us.
hope it's appropriate.
Let's see where it goes. Oh no, I have an error.
Oh, shucks.
Who was it that sent it in?
Steven, he
Steve.
said, my bad. Can you try again, Steven? Okay, he wants us to look at his book cover.
Yeah, Steven, if you can get us the right link in there, we can certainly take a look at that cover for But for now, while you get that done, I'll move on to Sandy's question.
I think a lot of these questions are going to be about the AI platform.
What is an HAR limit?
I think it's hard limit. She's asking
Hard limit.
the beta program, the beta platform.
Oh, there we go.
Needs to be fixed.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. It's gonna get taken care of.
Yep, that's done. Same as,
Same issue as Lisa.
yeah. Everybody,
Okay.
the beta is having a little bit of a hard
I'll
time
take this one.
today. So, okay, thanks, Ashwin, for reporting it. Perfect.
Even the beta needs a day off, guys.
Yeah, give
A
it
lot of processing power there. All right.
a
Lizanne, I have two books I'm publishing as a series. Should I release both books to my Facebook group for review, or should I release them one at a time? I want to give enough time for review of both books, but they kind of go hand in hand. Should I ask for reviews in separate posts? I would do them completely separate launches, honestly, and I would try and make substantial progress in one, ideally 100 reviews before you go ahead for the second one. Because two books at the same time getting reviews is pretty hard. It's pretty hard at the same time. So I would do it one at a time, one at a time, even if they kind of go hand in hand. And I'm curious to kind of know how hand in hand they go, but I think one at a time would be way better. You also don't want to spam two posts in the same group at the same time or two people. Do it one time, and then you can go back to the people that did review, and you can ask them again for a second review, right? At that time, you already have some sort of relationship established, per se. But yeah, one at a time is always going to work best.
Okay. And so that second question from Lizanne is still yours, so you can just get that out
They will
there.
both be ready to publish at the same time. Yeah, no, I know how tempting it is when you have two books ready to go at the same time. Trust me, we have all fallen into that. And I say fallen into that because we quickly realize that it doesn't have the same effect
No, it
as
doesn't.
just putting all your effort into one. So it's one of the hardest lessons to learn. And even up until now, I'm like, should I just do another book? But it's like, no, you have to work. You have to get those to a certain amount of reviews, and then you can move on. So,
Or if you're like
well.
me, you can publish three additional books and then go back and go, whoopsie, messed
We've all done that. Yeah, we've all
that
done that for sure.
up.
100%.
Okay,
I'm
this
still
one.
getting reviews on some of my older books because why not,
Really?
right? It's like,
Right?
yeah,
Yeah,
why
I
not?
think I'm gonna have to do like a promo days, some promo days, and push them up and see if I can get some more reviews that way. Yeah, why
Yeah,
not?
because I've seen a
Love
lot
it.
of ugly ducklings get like rehabilitated,
Yeah,
just from
exactly.
putting a few reviews, a few tweaks. So.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Okay. This is a question from Renee. I'm hoping still here. Okay. Be sending my book to quality. Good. After that, can I upload my manuscript to KDP while waiting the 8 week copy writing? Yes. That's so long. And I don't think mine took 8 weeks. I think shorter, but yeah, I would upload it to KDP, and as long as you have proof that you applied for it, you're good to go. You should have gotten like an email or something like that. Same with Audible. I can tell you honestly, I've published in both places and never been asked for proof that I have copyright. And I may or may not have loaded all my stuff up to Audible and had that all running and then realized I hadn't copyrighted any of them. Yeah. See, I'm that great,
Nice.
don't do it my way, do it the easier way. All
They've
right.
never
But yeah.
asked you, Libby, before? They've never asked you for.
Nope.
Ooh.
No. And I put three books on Audible and nobody asked. And I was like, all right, I'm just humming
Yeah.
right along. And then
Yeah.
boom, I saw some quote Q&A with Brian and somebody was asking about copyright. And I went, copy what? Oh, yeah, I missed that. Okay, got it. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. And I'm not sure when you joined Libby, but like when I joined the program, copywriting wasn't even a thing.
No,
So
right? And I'm
it's
wondering
like,
if that's what it was. Maybe.
then you just get used to doing it a certain way. Like I have some books on Audible that I didn't copyright, as well, but the serious ones I do it now. But yeah, no, it's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Dr. Michael Crawley. Is the correct for logging in is the correct for logging in publishing.com or publishing AI? So I just typed in two links in the chat for you, Michael. The first one is app.publishing.ai. That is the AI beta. And then we have AIA.publishing.com, which is just going to be the regular course. So hopefully that answers your question. Two different platforms for you to log into,
Yep.
and then you're good.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Michael, when you get to the platform, it'll say log in the upper right-hand corner. You click on that. If it's your first time logging in, go down. Don't just put your username and password in there. That won't work. You have to go down below where it says first time user and then click on that. Use the email that you registered for the course with, password, and you should be able to get in. But it is apparently not feeling well today, so do keep that in mind. All
And
right.
let me just show everybody real quick because I know this is like a common thing
Yeah.
for a lot of people trying to get into the publishing AI. So everybody already has access. That's 100% for sure. And when you go to the website, this is what it's going to look like. And like Libby was saying, if you've never logged in before,
Go down here.
click on sign up. Right down here. And it's tricky because once you click on it, it looks exactly the same. But you're going to see here it says your AIA email address. So go ahead, put in your email address, and then you're going to be setting up a password. So you can set it to the same password you use to log into the regular course or whatever else you might want. But here you're setting up the password. Now, if you've changed your email since joining AIA, you need to put in the original email that you signed up to the course with. So if you can't get access and you change your email at one point, you're probably using the wrong email to get in here. But yeah, that's really it. That's really it on that front.
He says, okay, he'll log in. He's logged in, but it's been a couple of months. Okay. He'll try again when she feels better. Let's hope she feels better.
And if you've logged in, just try to log back in, or there might be like a forget your password in case you didn't have it written down.
Right.
All right, thank you, God, Lizanne. Okay, so it's 101, 201. Okay, so it's just kind of like the next level. So I think it's totally okay launching them separate.
Agreed.
Okay, so I'll answer this one. I think it was my turn.
Okay.
While opening KDP ACX accounts, should I use my pre-existing Amazon account? As a bank account is needed while registering, if I use my personal bank account, then the revenue gets tagged as personal. I have an LLC and would like to have the revenue flow into my LLC bank account for tax reasons. How do I set up KDP ACX account? All right. So it looks like all you have to do here is just when you're selecting, you really just get two choices. You can either go as a personal account or you can do like as an entity. So you just need to click go on as an entity, and that's really it. I don't really see what else could possibly be going wrong there. I use my personal bank account. Yeah, if you want to use a bank account from your LLC, you just have to sign in with them from the beginning, right? So you won't be able to just change to an LLC. At least I think you have to reach out to support for that. But just start from the beginning, sign up as an LLC, and then just tie in all your LLC bank accounts and that kind of stuff to keep it separate. Yeah. Other than that, not sure what else there is. Libby, you got
Nope,
any?
that's all I got. Yeah, the
Yeah.
only thing about emails is you do you have separate emails for your KDP account and your personal Amazon account? Because I signed up with the
No.
same email. And do you remember that call with that attorney that Kat and Stefan did? The attorney
Yeah.
said one of the things that Amazon does not like is multiple emails for the same person. So keep that in mind. I've not had any trouble using the same email, so I would keep that in mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I use same email as my shopping one.
Yeah.
At one point I did have two Amazon accounts. I thought I was being so smart. Let me open up a new one and do this and that, do that and that. But then I heard some people were having some troubles, and I quickly deleted it. But
Yeah.
yeah, and I think whether you go with your existing email or not, you can still you for KDP, like you can still sign up as an entity, whether like the email part
Definitely.
won't really matter too much.
Yep.
But yeah, that's what we got for you. Steven, that is not how you send the file, sir. I got the name of the file, but we need the link. We need the link.
Yep.
Here, why don't we do this? If I were you, Steven, put that file into a Google Doc and then share the link with us. Try and see if that works. If not, you could also just email it to me for the
Time.
sake of the call. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is a question from Fahim. Is it wise to send the manuscript that publishing AI generates to the urban writers for feedback? Like, should it have more or less chapters? Would they work on it further? It's just that I've never published before and would like to know more before taking action. Okay. So, Fahim, whether or not your book should have more or less chapters depends on the word count. It also depends on the customer research. Is your book going to solve the problems of the profile of your customer research person? So you need to take that manuscript and your customer research and compare them. Are you meeting their needs? If not, then you're going to need to beef up your manuscript. The Urban Writers does not do that sort of thing. They would just edit it. I don't even know if they do formatting, but they do editing. And their line by line editing is not going to include having more information and that sort of thing. A lot of the questions that you have really would be answered in the lessons. So I suggest you go back to your customer research lesson, talking about creating a book, how long it should be, and those type of general questions that would be answered based on the questions that you're asking here. Okay. All right. Sound good? Good. All right. All right.
All right, awesome. We got Elizabeth's question. Since it's slow today, for a low content coloring book, can a pen name be two different people with first names only? Fun question only doing a project with my granddaughter. Yeah, I mean, you can totally have a pen name with two different people. I guess the only question is, do you want it to be like two different pen names, or one pen name that's just both of your names together? But yeah, totally, you can do it. That's an adorable idea to do with your granddaughter. So good stuff.
Okay, this question is from Christopher. My trial says that it's expired. Anyway, to get access to it, I have payment methods saved with billing updated too. Okay, so if you're ha okay, so let's back up first step. The AI seems to not be feeling well today, and it's going to take a couple of days potentially to get fixed. So I would wait go back in, check it every day. If it's still not functioning with your updated billing information and whatnot, send a message to support in there with the get help button, and then they'll get it worked out for you because we really don't have any way of figuring that out for you. Sorry, that's a support question. But wait until she feels better.
All right, so let's do Leah's question here. If I put audios of guided meditation, self-hypnosis onto my acupuncture hypnomassage business website and/or submit to a meditations app as a teacher, would I be able to also incorporate them into a book with Kindle Audible, or would it get flagged as plagiarism by systems not realizing it was all by me? Same question if I were to blog on my site and use the same info in my book. All right, so Leah, pretty good question. Pretty good question. As far as I know, if you were to incorporate audio, that's not something that they could even flag as plagiarism, to be honest, at least not that I'm aware of. I mean, I guess if you have it written there, it's written, but they don't have anything to cross-check it because it's in audio somewhere else. So I don't really see a huge issue with that. You can certainly do that. I mean, especially with Audible, but for your Kindle, you can give them like a QR code to like the recording of it. You can write down the guided meditation so they can read it. So you can certainly do that. As far as using the same content on your book for your blog or vice versa, now that part, I wouldn't necessarily encourage, but I think if you want to use your blog to promote the book and use parts of that book to like kind of like promote it and drive traffic to it, you can do that. But if you start copying too much from the book and putting it on your website and both, you might get flagged by some plagiarism there at that point. But yep, that's what I got for you.
She says, thank you.
Awesome. All right. And Ashwin, did you have another question? Because I see you did put in a message here.
Okay. Here we go.
Shopping. As my goal is register an account and earn business income. If I stick with my current account, then the KDP registration. It's treated as business and not personal. Will KDP allow me to register a new account under my LLC title? Dun, dun, dun. I would have this account when I use for shopping. So, Ashwin, here's the thing. Just because you're using the same email address as your personal account that you shop for doesn't mean it's going to be personal. What really matters is when you click to sign on to KDP, you select whether it's individual or an entity, right? So no matter what email you use, if you go to a personal account, it's always going to be personal. So from the very beginning, you just have to choose the entity route. It doesn't really matter what email is, doesn't matter whether you shop from it, doesn't matter whether you make a new email, you just have to select the entity process. And then Amazon is going to be like, okay, this is an account for this LLC, right? So the email that you actually put is not going to matter at all. So you can choose what you can stick with the current account and everything, your current shopping Amazon account, sign up for KDP, go as an entity, and then you're good to go. And then you said, will KDP allow me to register a new account under my LLC title so all revenue is traded as? Well, I mean, you can register an account under your LLC, right? That's totally up to you. So all you need to do is just add the right account. If you're asking me if you already made a new account and that you want to make another account, then that's something that you won't be able to do. You don't want to have two accounts. But if you've already made an account, reach out to them for support and say, hey, I'm already in a personal account. I want to switch over to corporation and then see what they can do about it. But if all you got to change is your bank details, then that's something you should just be able to do. And as long as those bank details are your corporation's bank details, then you're good to go.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, Steven says he's got you got your
All right, let me pull it up. Let's see what we got. All right, so this is the final, something like the final question. Overcoming anxious attachment, transforming insecurity into confidence, a stress-free guide to conquer fear of abandonment. Communicate your feelings. All right. And Steven, you said this is your 7-day challenge, right? And I think you're still in the chat.
He's still here, yeah. No,
Oh,
it says
okay.
30K. Yeah, it says 30K.
One sec, I'm just reading this comment. All right, Steven. So 30K word book. I think your title might be too long. Do you know what the word count on it is? Steven, if you know the word count, let us know. I think it might be a little bit on the longer side. We kind of have like three titles in there.
Right.
So it might be, or it might be just under. I hope it's just under.
It's under the
It's
number,
under the
he says.
number.
Yeah.
Mention the number
Really?
here.
All of that? 200? Looks like
It's
more.
looking pretty long. Coach approved. All right. Well, I mean, as long as it's under the count, I just didn't want you to upload it and potentially, boom, potentially not be able to do it. But that's good as long as you're in the character count. The cover, I think it needs a little bit of work. I think it needs something a little bit more, an image that has more coherent, no coherence, that it's going to be more cohesive with the topic itself. I feel like you could put this cover, this background image, on a lot of different covers, and it could somewhat work. So I think that's the main thing. I think the cover needs a little bit revamping. I think you need an image that's going to be a little bit more direct to the topic. And if you don't want to be direct and have an image with topic resonance, there's book covers like that as well. Then focus on really making the title big, making it pop. You might even want to move some of these. Let me get my annotation tool. You might even want to move some of these wordings, right? Because right now you have like one, two, three, all kind of like scrunched up together. Subtitle could come down, give it some room, make this bigger. So you have a few options, but I think the main thing is the fact that it's really the butterflies don't have as much of a topic resonance. I think there might be a better image to get this across. And then I would play with the layout for the text to kind of avoid just having a big
Box.
chunky text box there. Yeah. But yeah, what do you think, Libby?
Okay, well, don't forget that your title should be your main title should be like 30% of your book cover, and it's depending on which it is, overcoming an anxious attachment is the main title. That's the one that meets POC, I'm assuming. So that should be bigger. Again, I think you don't necessarily have to have an image on something. I do like the color, but don't forget, a lot of people are going to be looking at book covers on their phone. So scroll through and look at other book covers in this niche and see which ones catch your eye. And then you can kind of take that as a model to making your book cover. Because I'm worried that at, a tiny little thumbnail font or image, I'm gonna get lost a little bit in everything. The color does not necessarily pop right out at me because I know that was one of your questions, Stephen. And I get the butterflies transition. We could also have polywogs into frogs. There's a lot of things that that indicate transition and transformation. So maybe I would work on that image a little bit more, see if you could maybe have something else. And also, I was wondering, you've got Kelly Ann Petty MA. So is that an actual person? Who is that? Who has those creds? That was a question I had too. Oh, his partner. Okay, cool. All right, good there. All right, so then you're good there. But yeah, I think I would switch it up a little bit, make the cover pop a little bit more, look at others in this niche and see what you can take as a model and come up with. I mean, I like the color, but I think it just wouldn't pop at a tiny little thumbnail image on my phone.
Yeah, color's a little bit matted out. I think we've just seen I think we've seen a lot of just in general a lot of butterfly posts, a lot of butterfly covers, you know? So
People, I mean, people like butterflies, but not what's not to like, right? But
great creatures.
yeah. In fact, we're starting to see butterflies here. We have a lot of swallowtails where I live, lots of different kinds of swallowtails. So, yeah. All right. I think that's it. Is that it for questions?
Yes, that is it.
Do we have a record? Under,
Record for shortest time, or
yeah, record for the shortest time.
I think this might be it. Well, it's a holiday.
It is a holiday.
Could be expected, but hey, we stayed above 50 the whole time.
Yep,
So,
we did.
thank you for everybody that came out for sure.
Yep. All right, everybody, enjoy the rest of your Sunday and your Easter Sunday. Hopefully, you'll have an opportunity to spend some time with your family and your loved ones, or your dogs and your cat, as the case may be in my house. So, my kids are in San Diego. My other son, he lives like 2 hours away. We saw him yesterday, so that's all good. And have a great day, everybody.
Yes, everybody have a great day. See you all soon.
Bye bye. See you next Sunday.